girl Centrice, your small talk host. So let's talk career. Let's talk jobs. Let's talk finance and romance. Let's talk a little sex. Oh, wait, hold up. Let's not forget that celeb gossip. I got something for you, too. It's going to shock you.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on out there? Let me tell you, it's been a crazy day. Today has been a crazy day. So what I did, I reached out to one of my Miami boys that migrated to New York and brought him on. When I tell you this, oh, my God, this sexy young man doing, he's doing the damn thing, ladies.
Go.
And he's single, and he's doing his thing. And he doing a little acting, a little music, you know, artist. He came all the way down here to the ATS to show us a little something. He showed up, and let me not forget, he showed out. What's going on?
What's happening?
Vice. What's up, Vice? What's up?
Nothing. Awesome. Nah, it's Vice. Okay, baby girl. What's up, Ross? What's going on, Ross, you've been my dog for a minute now, so I'm not gonna go in on you right now. I'm gonna keep it nice and cool. What's happening with you, baby? Everything good?
I appreciate it. Everything good. You know, I got a little head cold, so I've been struggling the last 24 hours, but it's all good. I came to show out. You know.
Okay,
I want to know what you did in California, New York, Atlanta.
Man, I'm finna get it, boy. Man, listen, I just got back from Los Angeles, and we did a bunch of songs for this upcoming compilation that we're getting ready to put together. That's outside the compilation we're gonna put together for the Sony thing. So once we get this one together, that's gonna be kind of like a underground type compilation where the Sony thing gonna be more like a more mainstream type thing. Just linked up with my crew out there. We based out of Los Angeles, the Blaze One Entertainment Group, Incorporated.
Right.
And what we do right now is we just doing a lot of underground lyrically solid content based music. In other words, just music that means something that reflects the times and stuff like that. So, but we having fun
okay.
with it. We're not too serious with it. We giving you music to dance
That's
to and all that other
about.
Stuff. So you know, I was on the West Coasting with my folks, you know.
Hey.
And just in there working. Went down there specifically to work, not to party. So you know.
So you didn't
but
turn up at
that,
all while you was down there. You ain't talk to none of the little honeys. You ain't go out clubbing. Nothing at all now. Come on, give us the real talk. This small talk, but we want the juice, boo.
I went out clubbing with my homeboy Mexicali. You know, my man Mexicali out there working with Constance Menace out there. He just signed a deal with some folks, and they was out there. He hit me up and was like, "You in town? Let's hit a couple spots." And he's an amazing, major promoter out there. We went in there, and I got to be honest with you, John Dries. You know, I'm a little older now, so my criteria is a little stricter now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to get into it, we get into it. That criteria is a little stricter right now. It's got to be some things got to be worked out prior to anything taking place. You know what I'm saying? Like it used to be when you were 20 or something, trying to get out. Huh? What'd you say?
I said, really? Really?
Yeah,
the game think like that? Really?
I can't tell you what other guys think. I can only tell you what I think. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'm building a legacy. So for me, building a legacy, I want to party with the person I'm with. I don't want no serious stuff, all that. You know what I'm saying? I want to have fun with my woman. I want to do goofy stuff. You know what I mean? So
that's what I'm talking
you know,
about right there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to make mistakes and laugh about them with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
that type of thing.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That would not be all serious. And, you know, nowadays I notice a lot of black women particularly, you know, not all of them. It's actually a minority of them now. A majority of them are starting to be a lot cooler and a lot funner to be with. And you know, but there's a small percentage of them that's causing a little issue, man. They got their heads on wrong. They're thinking about the wrong thing instead of building with a brother. They're trying to lock on to a brother that already got a construction erected. You know what I'm saying? And just take pieces from it.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Don't play. Don't play now.
I kicked it off.
Don't play, because y'all, the first thing y'all, when y'all see a corporate woman, the first thing y'all say is, oh, don't look your nose down on a guy that's like delivering garbage or, you know, they're working fast food or something like that. You got to give him a chance. At least brother ain't in the street. He got a job. So what's wrong with a woman that want a man that already has stability? What's up?
Listen to what you just said. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Listen to what I said. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize. I'm that type of woman.
No. Go ahead. I love you like that. You already know. But listen to what I just said, man. Listen to what you just said, I mean. You just said that what's wrong with a woman that wants a man that already has everything?
Stability.
Right.
Listen to what I said, stability.
Okay, stability. When we want women who will accept men for being garbage men or anything like that, nothing's wrong with it, but the comparison is crazy, homie. Like, because a woman to want a dude for that already has everything is different from a woman accepting a dude that's being a garbage man, because a dude that's a garbage man don't have everything. So that means that when you come into that accepting that man as a garbage man, you understand that y'all got roads to climb, y'all got hills to climb. But when you come in from a woman's perspective, not all women, trust me, it's a small percentage of black women. So before y'all start lashing out, sending letters in and getting on me, trust me.
That's
let me tell you how backwards he sounds, okay?
Okay,
finish.
Go ahead, finish.
All right.
Finish, sir.
So you want somebody, right? You crazy. You want somebody who already has everything. But we wrong for asking you to accept a dude that's delivering garbage. The problem is the dude that's delivering garbage don't have everything. So that means you going into that, accepting that dude, that's a harder thing for you to accept. So you going into it saying, okay, I already know. He don't have everything, so we're going to have to work together. As opposed to the other side, if a dude already has everything and that's what you're looking for, then you ain't looking to work. You're looking to ride the ship.
No, that's not true. I'm not gonna say that. I listen to you. Now you're gonna listen to me, sweetie.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I listen to you. Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all, I love this guy. I love this guy to pieces. But when you're wrong, you're wrong. Okay, because I'm gonna make two points for you. First of all, that's just like when y'all say, oh, a guy, he don't sleep with her. Oh, he a pimp. But when she don't sleep with him, oh, she a hoe. Let me tell you, if I'm in a corporate world and I look at a guy that's delivering garbage and he open my door and he take me out to dinner and he give me the attention that I want and he respect me, he don't put his hands on me and he put me first and he pray for me harder than he pray for himself, guess what? He got everything, boo. Guess what? He got everything. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sat down, okay? And what I'm looking for is me.
Did you say sat down?
So long, because I know my person. So I know exactly what I want and how I want it. So stop double talking, because y'all think
ain't
it's always better
talking.
For men than it
ain't
is for women.
Ain't nobody double talking. But let me say this. Let me do this. Let me do this disclaimer real quick. Any of y'all out there that get with Chandrice and do it wrong, y'all got a hell of a lot of stuff coming at y'all. So let me let y'all know that real quick. Don't mistake this debate as somebody that me and that's my sister. So if you dudes get with my girl and her people in Atlanta don't handle it, she got West Coast, Dade County, and D.C. coming. So understand that. And we're going to put that out there first. Anyway. So,
that's right.
Back to what you were saying. I just want to make it plain so it ain't no misunderstanding. So these ladies know I ride with the ladies. Trust me. I'm a soldier.
Okay,
I'm a king.
Okay.
I ride. But I have to be honest. And based on what I see, now I'm not saying that I'm not using any sweeping generalizations and saying that this is the overall thing. I'm just simply saying on the topic at hand where the disparity is we have a lot of women who have bought into this whole Tyler Perry, I got to get mine and it don't matter if you don't have yours and your credit ain't straight. But my question is, it's a lot of women that always talk about that credit stuff and their credit stuff ain't straight. It's a lot of women talking about a man living with their mama or whatever, and they living with their mama. It's a lot of women out here that's using the child support system as an alternative source of income when that money's supposed to be for the kids. So it's a lot of things going on that we can point out. So we're just gonna stay positive, and to stay positive is what I'm speaking of from my point is as a man. You said I'm single, and I'm like not really single, but I'm but we'll talk about that later. This is a new revelation. I got a little boo boo out here, you know. And guess what, lady? Her skin is blacker than night. So y'all ain't all that. Well, they don't like light skinned boys. Don't want the dark skinned girls. Well, guess what? I got one blacker than you. So anyway, so I walk the walk.
God.
All right. So
that
look, but what I'm saying, hilarious. But that's real talk. That's real talk. But you know, the thing is. There's a lot of hypocrisy going on. It's not just on the female side. It's on the male side, too. We got a lot of guys out here that's slipping. You know what I mean? They get a good woman, good, solid woman that got the right intentions, that's focused, that care about them and they dream, and they get a little something and they take advantage of that woman. So on the flip side, there's an understanding that woman may be bruised or fractured as a result of that previous relationship. So I think men, too, we have to be responsible, man. We got to take responsibility and accountability for the legacies we leave behind and the relationships we were in. Like, just because I don't see eye to eye with you, real talk, just because I don't see the eye to eye with you and we don't work out, that doesn't mean that I slander you, dog you out, or make you look like you was a bad person. Because at some point in time, I love your draws. You dig? So I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say, oh, she's this bad, she's that bad, because that's a reflection on me. And that might sound a little selfish, but it's true. If I chose you, then that means everything that I'm calling you is what I like in a woman undercover, low key. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I have to be real about it. And a lot of our brothers are damaging a lot of the good sisters and turning them into. Oh, they turning them to the Tyler Perrys and the misleading reality shows about the hair and all that other stuff and the money and all that stuff that you gotta have, and making them devalue relationships because they get the interpretation that, okay, I gave up all of this for this dude and he dogged me out. So now the next guy come along and his intentions is to give you everything, but you give him a hard time because the dude before. So we brothers, that's on us. That ain't on them women. Women are emotional beings. It is what it is. When you tap into that emotion the wrong way, you get the reaction you get, period. So in order to curb that, we got to all come together, man, and we got to try to treat these women better. You know what I mean? That's on the flip side. I'm going to get back to y'all, but I'm going to take some accountability on our side, man, because we need to really start manning up. Like, it's more than just, like, we need to stop trying to impress these women so much with our pockets and what we can do and impress them with our minds and how we can love them.
Right.
And I think right now, a lot of men think are looking at love and all that other stuff as a weakness. I can see it just in the way the relationships are nowadays. Most relationships now are based on social status. You know what I mean? As long as we got this house, as long as we got this money in our pocket, as long as we driving these two cars, and as long as we living the way we're living and show our friends that we got more than them, we cool. But the minute a rocky part hit, both parties fall apart. The man get his attitudes because he feel insufficient as a man and he ain't providing no more. So he takes all his anger and his insecurities out on the woman, and the woman start listening to her friends or don't want to hear it or was accustomed to being taken care of and now don't know how to function because that man not taking care of her, not taking care of her financially, paying all her bills, but taking care of her like a king supposed to do his queen, embrace her,
mentally,
love her,
mentally,
cherish
mentally,
her.
Spiritually,
because he's so messed up with the fact that he don't have what he used to have, that he's taking his frustrations out on you, and that's detracting or taking away the normal emotional stuff that she got accustomed to. So when you strip that from her, now it only boils down to what you got financially and what we got materialistically. Because you don't give her no more of the emotional support. You don't give her the emotional food. So all she got is what's left on the plate. So at the same time, you know, I joke about it in the beginning, but it's a serious problem and it's twofold. It's not just one side that's wrong. It's both of us. It's both sides that's
right,
wrong.
Right.
And I just hope, and that's why we do the music we do, is to try to just, you know, kind of bridge the gap, give people something else to listen to. You give people something that can stimulate their minds, and something that they, when they're going through a hard time, they get into an argument with their mother, their brother, their cousin, their friend, their homie, their partner, whatever. They have a song that they can put in there like we used to do and ride out to it, calm down, get over their emotions, and it may be a jewel in that song.
And be done with it.
You know what I'm saying? And then be done with it and come back.
Mr. Reed, you are so right. You are so, so right. Let me tell you what we're going to do right now, because I told y'all this show is so powerful. We having fun. We turn it up. We turn it out. What we finna do is we're going to take a small commercial, but when we come back, it's going to be a little lighter. You know what I'm saying? Because we finished with the Steve Harvey segment. He got down. I love it. Let me tell you, I love it. And to your beautiful new boo-boo, she do have her a king. So I'll be right back. We're going to take a small commercial break. And I'll be back.
Four women share the butt naked truth to the world and free themselves from the burden and the bondage that deep, dark secrets that you better not tell nobody create. She Talk Radio presents The Butt Naked Truth, Sunday, September 4th, 6:30 p.m.
Have you ever felt stuck in a toxic situation? Felt like you just couldn't leave. Well, you need to get your ticket out. Come and see the Centralia Experience, the phenomenal stage play sweeping the nation, written and directed by Tico Trent, starring Gary Little G. Jenkins from the R&B group Silk, and Grammy-nominated gospel artist Vicky Winans. Get your ticket out. Come out to the production that's going to happen on October the 15th in Youngstown, Ohio at the Powers Auditorium. For more information, Google Gospel Productions. It's G-O-S-S-P-A Productions. Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge, just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000.
Hello, and welcome to Street
Hello?
Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hey, it's the girl. She's back, boy. I tell you, that was some powerful stuff what he gave us. Put me in the mind, you know, just a little bit, Steve Harvey. You know, he's doing his thing. What you said was true. I totally agree with you. Hold on, because I'm giving you your props, and I normally don't do that. So
you normally don't. So I better take advantage of this. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me absorb it.
Like I said before we left out, I didn't know you had a girlfriend, so I guess you made it official. I thought you was, you know, still looking at all this good stuff. No disrespect. Congratulations. Your girlfriend do have a king.
Appreciate you. I appreciate that. Coming from you, that's big.
It is. It's very big because I don't dish that out that often. So tell us about the acting stuff you got going on. I don't know if you want to tell us everything, a little, you know, touch bases on it.
At this point, there's not really much I can share. It's like a lot of things are like confidentiality type things with agreements that are made with a couple of the projects that I'm working on right now. I don't know how this happened. This acting stuff. I just kind of fell into it. I mean, it's hereditary, of course, because of the genes.
I was
going to
say, how do you not know how it happened? But, it's in your genes.
But you got to understand, I stayed away from that side of the fence. Anybody that know me and know me as long as 20 years or know that I worked hard to stay away from that stuff. So it just kind of.
Yeah, but you can't run from it.
No, I didn't, and that's the point. And I just went ahead and accepted the fact that it's something that, you know, I mean, why not? You know what I mean? It's, it, if I can
right,
do it, if
right.
I can pull it off. And then in 2009, I got my first job on television, and I did I appeared on Monk, which used to be a TV series that used to run on USA. And then from that on, I went into the voiceover world. And the voiceover world treated me real good. You know, I did a lot of video games, a lot of commercials, a lot of cartoons and stuff like that. And then I just kind of stuck around and stayed into it. And I never was able to get away from it. And as recently as 2015, 16, we just wrapped a movie with this independent company called, the movie's called Circle. Now, I don't know. Now, all I can do is do the acting and the job. I don't control when they release it. So y'all just keep looking for it. But and then right now we got some scripts on the line that's being, well, one of them has been greenlit, but not to the point where we want it to be, because we still have to go through some hoops. But that's what you do in this business. You know what I'm saying? You jump through these hoops and you just don't compromise, and you stay focused, and you stay true to who you are, and you know, just don't compromise it. So yeah, so we got that. We got the we got the project documentary that the boys in our camp just got finished. Raphael Petaway and Freeway Rick and all those guys, they just finished a documentary out there. We're going to be shooting more documentaries. We didn't shoot that documentary, but that's just something that our members of our camp are involved in. And then we get ready to shoot the video, our third video, actually totally independent, no fluff and no nonsense, just straight to the point. And we got our independent from Green Band Media out here in New York. And they're independent startup, getting started. So that's basically what we do. We just link with everybody that's hungry and serious and start from the ground up and build. And that's how you build legacies and dynasties, not jumping on somebody else's and just piggybacking. real talk. So you know, we had that conversation. You remember, we sat in the living room and had that conversation with somebody that knows
we
talked about.
We had that conversation.
So. So I have to follow the schematic of somebody who gave me the info, and I have to stick to that. You know what I mean? So that when everything comes to fruition, everything is independently, and we can call our shots on our own. We don't have to answer to anybody. And that's pretty much what it's about. So that opens up the creativity. So the TV stuff is a hustle, and I'm still out here, you know, just like everybody else. My mother, shoot, she's been in the game, 40-something years? She's still standing before people and trying to get a job. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's working her ass.
Tell everybody who your mom is, boo.
My mother's.
You brought her up.
I
wasn't gonna bring her up. You brought her up.
I brought her up because I owe her everything. So I'm gonna bring her up every chance I get. That's my mama. And
there you go.
Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. But anyway, that's my baby right there. That's my number one girl. You know what I'm saying?
That's
next to my daughters. So you know what I'm saying? I will bring her up every chance I can. And yeah, she.
Okay, well then bring her out.
Amen fame, back in the late 80s, early 90s, Good News, All About the Andersons, you know, and a plethora of other shows, then Broadway, Dream Girls, They Misbehaving. I mean, she gets down, she does her thing, and to this day, she's still grinding. And to be honest with you, she don't have to, but because of her love for this stuff, which is the same passion that I have for it, and respect for it, she grinds. But nowadays, she can call her shots. You know, she can pick and choose what she want to do. She's never done anything that was degrading or damaging of her character. And that's just something that I always followed. And that's why I refuse to compromise myself.
Right.
So,
she's earned her spot and respect.
Yeah, exactly. And she's still earning her spot and respect. You know, when she walk in the room with the right people that make the right decisions, she get all the respect in the world and all the honor and praise. But when she walks in the room with the plantation runners, the people that sit on the plantation and cry and complain, you know, she gets, you know, the typical stuff that we get, which is one of the bad things about our folks. But, you know, hopefully we can fix that sometime in the future.
It's being fixed. Not all our folks, but it's being fixed. It's going to be good. It's going
to
be good.
And I'm optimistic about that, to be honest with you. I'm very optimistic about that. Because this last situation in L.A., you know, we come to a realization about, you know, our own personal camp, which was interesting, and the consensus was everybody agreed that that was what was going on. Nobody was fighting, nobody was arguing, and instead of just fussing and fighting, we sought to seek remedies as black men and discuss
right.
things out. So for me, that's a major move in the right direction. So, you know, with along with the TV stuff, you know, we got the book that I'm working on right now. It's a chronicle. It's a kind of like a biography or autobiography of my life, but just with a little bit of extra different things involved in it that kind of not directly some of the scenes, some of the episodes are not directly what happened, but, you know, kind of like a, I don't know, like a summary, like a revised summary of the past 30 years. And it includes everything from, you know, making the mistakes, to going to college and selling guns and getting locked up, all that crazy
right.
stuff. And then
right.
it,
which is your past, right.
Right, and it's geared towards what's happening now. It's geared towards, look, you can go through all of that stuff and, you know, get all of these chances and all of these lessons from the Creator, and then if you stay resilient and you stay faithful and you never give up, you can reach a point where you'll be looking back at that stuff and saying the same thing I'm saying, all that crazy, stupid stuff that I was doing. You know what I mean? But still be
right,
here
right,
to tell
right.
your story and help somebody
right.
else. So that's primarily what it is. And the script, the new script that we're working on is a secret project, a TV show with some people that are very known. And hopefully we'll get the okay, and you guys will see it on your on a major station soon.
Yeah, you all gonna get the okay. I really believe in you. Everything you're doing is very positive. Everything you're doing is amazing. I love this guy to death. Now, let's talk about your
What's
little
up?
Relationship.
Well, I mean, golly, you know
what?
What
made
the
you
only
settle
reason,
down?
You know what? You know what? I you know because you know I
what?
Was married, right? And,
right, I know you was married.
We rushed into it. We was friends since college, and we rekindled the
right,
relationship.
Right,
and,
right.
We met up again and got married and rushed into it and thought everything was peaches when it wasn't really peaches, you know what I'm saying? And so it got a little crazy, and then, you know, as mature adults, we had to come to a conclusion where we just wasn't meant. We tried, you know, but we had to come to a
right.
conclusion that we just wasn't meant to be.
Now,
and, you know, whatever.
This, with your marriage, how long you been out of your marriage to this serious relationship where you saying, I got a little boo-boo?
Oh, about two and a half years. I stayed off the market for 2.5 years because also because the process was going on, too, with the divorce. And so I'm gonna be 100% candid with you. Once we separated for like 9 months or something like that. And then, you know, I wasn't really dating anybody. You know, I was going out to eat and stuff like that with people. But I'm a candid.
What do you
person,
mean going out
honest.
To eat? I don't understand that. What do you mean going out to eat?
What?
That's dating.
No, it's not. When you meet up with somebody who you already know, or you met through somebody, y'all go out to eat and just talk, have conversation. That's not dating. That's just two people
oh,
talking and
dating?
Having a conversation and eating. Not to me. I mean, we want to argue that
oh,
the semantics
okay.
of dating or the word dating.
Oh,
what
okay.
are we going to do? Because for
so,
me,
so
I
does
think,
that mean
what?
You wasn't having sex?
Oh, no. Nah, hell no. Hell no. Wasn't no sex. It was just, believe it or not, man, and I'm going to put this out here, believe it or not, men can associate with women without having sex with them. Women ain't the only ones that can do it. Know that.
Really?
I don't know what y'all
the
say.
Whole
y'all say,
years you didn't have sex.
I mean, I ain't gonna say all that, but I'm just saying, I ain't gonna sit up here and let you and make you think that this particular situation had anything to do with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, trust me, it was. Look at you. Trust me, it was done. It was done in a way where it was respectable to my previous situation as far as marriage, so it wasn't done, and it was recent, let me put it that way, most recently, and so I ain't gonna, but I can't lie to you because you my dog, I ain't gonna lie to you, and And I'm not really a liar anyway, so I'm straight up. Right. But yeah,
you know,
I mean,
people lie. We always keep it 100. We always keep it 100, but we're going to hold it down. We're going to hold it right there because I got to take another commercial break, y'all. Come on back. I got some more juicy questions to ask him now. He going from California to New York, and he's a Miami boy. Ooh, we want to know the dirt. We want everything it is.
No, see, first of all, we ain't doing no dirt.
Your girl will be right back at you.
Cheek Talk Radio on Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. Cheek Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@cheektalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now. Let's play devil's advocate. The topic, my money ain't your money. Should a man who's in a relationship with a woman...
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th, 2017, at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Cheek Talk Radio on Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. Cheek Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@cheektalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now.
Hello, and welcome to Cheek Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hello. It's your girl, Chandrice, with a little small talk. Let me tell you what's going on in this gossip world. Okay, so, NeNe with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Girl, why you ain't paying your taxes? $800,000? Y'all, that's just a little gossip, and y'all know Tyler Perry. He got that new show out with all white cast. So everybody got something to say about that, but from what I hear, the feedback is his other shows is all black cast that he didn't hear no bitching and griping, but y'all want to fuss when he say have an all-white cast? Y'all leave that man alone and let him do what he do. That's where the hashtag come in, all lives matter. Y'all, come on, fall back. Keep loving that man and giving that man support. So I'm back with my guest. He's doing his thing. We got a cool little personal question.
You said leave Tyler Perry alone.
Yeah,
leave that man alone. Why? Leave that man alone.
That man don't put out several shows with all black cast. Y'all don't want to share? Y'all want to keep on acting like that? Come on, man.
I ain't gonna get in that conversation because, to be honest with you, I admire the dude for his creative abilities. I admire him for being aggressive in the paint when he was independent and getting to the point he's at. I can't sit up here and throw stones at the brother because I don't know the brother personally.
Right.
I don't know what he's.
Right.
I don't know what he does. I don't know, and I don't listen to rumors and gossip and all that stuff. If he put a all white cast together after doing 15 years of all black folks. And decide he want to switch the game up and make a business move that lucrative and can possibly expand his legacy, then I'm all for it, man. So people that want to that don't like what he's doing or whatever, you don't like what he's doing because you want him to stay in the box. You want him to stay in the box that's comfortable for you. That man ain't got no obligation to stay in a box that's comfortable for you. That man is a creator, an innovator, and a businessman. And at the end of the day, what's your opinion about his business tactics ain't helped him make a dollar yet. So why should he care about it now? You dig? So Tyler Perry, go do your thing, bro. Get it on. Man, handle your business, my man. If that white show takes off, good for you. I like the fact, and I'm this is the last thing I'm gonna say about it. I like the fact that it's a black man in charge of an all white cast.
All white cast, yes.
Directing them, telling them what to do, what he don't
what
want.
To do.
He's setting a precedent. The man's setting a precedent, as far as I'm concerned. So do
you
your thing,
say
TP,
that
and knock it down, bro. I'm glad you didn't shy away and got a little bit more creative and shied away from the grandma with the pistol. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
All of that. I'm admiring you elevating your game, bro. Do your thing, homie. That's my straight direct comment to TP. Knock it out, Tyler.
You better preach. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Yes, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. Now, with acting and with you doing your music, you is also a spoken word artist. You do spoken word.
I do.
So yes, you do. You really do. So you want to get
spoken...
a ladies a little something? You want to get a ladies a little something?
Oh, man, get a ladies a little something. Lord, mercy,
get a ladies.
Why you gotta put me like that? You gotta be always trying to put me on the front. Okay, all right. I tell you what, Chandri, because it's you, and because I got so much love for you, I'm gonna give you something. But you know me, I'm not an Alexander O'Neal type dude. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but you turned down in Atlanta now.
Yeah, I did, but that wasn't for the ladies, though. You know that. That was for my people. Which the ladies are included in it, but you know what it is. All right.
I know.
So what you want me to do? Tell me anything, or just specifically guided towards the females, or what? What you want?
You know me. You know me. He's sex sales, and you sexy as hell. So
you know me,
ladies. I know y'all mad because he off the market, but y'all should have snatched him up. He's a sexy one. So you know
no,
me.
No, I'm not.
Here to
Let me tell you
ladies.
Something. Let me tell you something, man. First of all, I'm a soldier, not a sex symbol. We ain't got time for all that.
Jesus.
I'm on the ground.
Oh, Jesus. Why you can't be both?
I
you got a little boo-boo. You both of them. You her soldier and you her sex symbol.
Oh,
what's up?
Yeah, for her, hell yeah. That's how it's going to ride. But she a rider. So I'm going to definitely okay, so I'm gonna give you this, man.
Come on.
This is just something that I wrote. It's part of a song, and
it may be.
I turned it into like a spoken word, but how much time we got?
You got some time. Go ahead.
Okay.
I did it just for you to make sure you can't say we out of time. You got time. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is something that we wrote that we transformed into a song, but, you know, it's got a little ruggedness. It's Soldier and Love, so we're going to be all right. So you hit the roadblock. You went to tripping on your lady, but she put the wheels in motion, being sneaky, acting shady. So you start to ask questions like a man supposed to do when he sacrificed his own to be the father in your home. He wasn't perfect. He was flawed, had some issues, not denied. But before you tied the knot, he wasn't the only one who lied. He was the only one who tried in the last couple of years while you was bouncing back and forth with them corporate punks and quiz, bumping face as he steers. Away from all the narcissism, things could go awry and he could end up in somebody's prison. Slip up and he hit her. See? Then he got to kill her. The fathers, the mothers, the uncles, the others. That's before the homies enter. He got veterans on the line that'll push that bitch and itch. Jungle loving like the time. Colors, bullets, money, pine. Plugged in position. Just one push of the ignition and he will hand them their partitions. Equal shares in harsh conditions. Ain't nobody playing. They come and double tapping, mama. Ain't nobody spraying. Before you know what happened, commas next to where they land, because the sentences are finished, calling God before the menace. So he buckles to his knees, says, come on, God, please. Monitor my thoughts. She ain't know that she got caught. She ain't know he saw the nigga, one of them suit and tie killers, a snake in corporate grass slithered up on him some ass. Hotel when they smash, clearly after business hours. Somebody doing freakish shit in Madame Paris Hilton showers. Witches run the game so they promote the unexplained. What really is insane, there was no rubber when he came. Sorry, I had to go there. Now this country nigga nervous. 2 more years in the service. His wife back on the base, different woman, different race. He keeping you a secret, but he say you are his ace. Boom, boom. He didn't tell you none of that smooth shit when y'all was doing it in the room. When y'all was sitting back talking over boom. Anyway.
Boom.
That's the one. I mean, I got a lot of stuff, man. I can keep going.
I love it. I can keep going.
But you know, I cover a lot of relationship stuff in the music that I do, you know, and the stuff that I write, the scripts and everything, and I try to keep it as close to the meat as possible. I don't pick sides. You know what I mean? But I can only speak from my experience. So I don't bash women, but I just tell the truth based on what my experience is. So if you got an issue about anything that's being said in the music or any of my literary works, then blame the people that I'm writing about. Don't blame me, because I didn't make that up. You know what I'm saying? Blame them. But noticed it wasn't that much cussing in it or nothing like that. Most of my songs and work don't have that much cussing in it. But
it was really clean. It was direct. It was direct. It was direct, but it was really clean. I like that. So if we wanted to reach out to you and we wanted to like your social media, if we wanted to download some of your singles, you know, support. Tell us where we could go. Tell us, you know, your social sites. How we could download some of your music, because your music is hot.
They ain't ready for the music, Chandra. Nah, let me stop. All right, let me see. You can hit me on Twitter at Mechanism48.
Uh-huh.
On IG, Advice48. That's FORTYATE. Advice, FORTYATE. Let me see. You can see us on SoundCloud at Mechanism48 or at Blaze One Entertainment Group, and you can pull that up and a bunch of music will pop up there. We're in the process of rebuilding our website because we just got everything launched, so we're trying to get everything to where it coincides. So that'll be up soon, and once you hit those Twitters and those IGs, you'll have access to get to that website once that website is up and running. So, that's about it, man. But we had to reconstruct the whole site because the new music, we had some new agreements that we had to do. We had some new people that came along. We took some pictures. So we want to make sure that when we blow it out, we blow it out right. So when you go on there, it's a one-stop shop. You can get your music, your documentaries, your films, and all that stuff right there. And it's totally independent.
Oh, wow.
We don't anticipate no distribution from majors, except for the small one we got with the Sony thing, which I give props out to my girl, and she know who she is. But you know, saying other side, she hard. But besides that, we're just doing it independently. And the thing we need is, and, you know, I think black people always talk about change, and they always talk about when things go wrong and how we need to stop this and stop that. Well, nobody holds the patent on the method of stopping anything. So if I'm gifted from God to do something and I decide to use that gift to try to help and contribute in this battle, and it's doing exactly what you're complaining about, then we just expect you to say, okay, here's somebody that's doing it, let me share or endorse that. You know what I mean? Whether they do or not, it's not going to stop what we're doing. But we need to stop trying to compete with each other on trying to look like we rich and help people get to a point where everybody can eat and eat good. And the only way we can do that is if we start changing our thinking. Of course, we got our elites that eat good. Atlanta got them everywhere. You know, we got your Benz, you got your car, your house, you got your stock shares and all that other stuff. But who are you helping? Like, who did you go out and help today? Who did you go out and eat with that money? Who did you remember this one, Chandrice? Remember this one? Who did you pay it forward to?
Right.
Chandrice, you was in the room. The man said, all I want you to do is pay it forward. Tell me that got influence and power, nigga, please. We doing that.
That's right.
So when you out here just doing for self, you know, I don't have any respect for you, black, white, whatever, because we all connected. And you got to help
right.
the next man to achieve. Because here's the, and this is, I'm going to end it on this, but here's the thing that trips me out. If you have kids, you don't have, if you have kids, you don't have time to be saying no to anything that's positive. Because your kids,
right.
long after you gone, are going to have to live in the world that you left behind for them. So if you sat on your ass and just was concerned about your career and all this other stuff and didn't take the time to help out nobody else, and I ain't talking about donating to the churches and all that other easy stuff.
Right.
I'm talking about...
What they call that, baby? That 10%. They call it that tithe.
That's nonsense. Yeah, because you don't know what the church is doing with your money. Last I checked, they buy Bentleys and jets. So that's a verse in the song. So anyway, but I'm saying, so you don't want to... You don't want to just leave it to that. You want to say, okay, I got a bonus this week. I'm gonna take a percentage
right.
of this bonus and go out here and put money in somebody's pocket just for the day, just so they can get a meal. That one
right.
meal may transition their life and make them say they're positive people in this world. I'm gonna stay focused. I'm gonna get off these drugs and I'm gonna do the positive. So
right.
when you sit back in your home and enjoy your man cave with all your controllers and remotes, or get in your car, or take the trips overseas and then take pictures and brag about it, you ain't doing nothing to help nobody. You only serving
right.
yourself. And I refuse to believe that the creator that put someone here as a representation of him to serve us and die for us is cool with us serving ourselves. You dig? So I just think that
right.
we need to just, you know, have more of a collective mindset. And, you know, I just believe in leading by example. You know, a couple of the younger homies in our thing asked me, said, man, why are you still doing this? You don't have to do this. And my whole thing
right.
was, I do this because nobody else is. You know, nobody else has a bridge where they can go into a Crip hood, you know, on the East Coast in California and South Central L.A., and where the East Coast Crips is, the Hoovers, the Bloods, all of that, and grab all these guys and put them in one room and get them to looking at you while you rapping and saying, yo, you just made me change my mind on this rap stuff, homie, just right there. And these are certified
right.
dudes, not your comic book gangsters, real dudes that's active that just dip into the studio when they got a free chance. You see what I'm saying? That's production,
right.
that's movement. That's when you start seeing, and you see them posting the music up and being happy about something and being positive about something. I don't care what they're talking about. They're doing something other than putting a gun in somebody's face and selling a narcotic to somebody. And that's what's
right.
important. So if you ain't doing that on a daily basis, changing lives, then you're wasting your time on this planet. I don't care what your status is. I don't care how much money you got or how many degrees you have. If you ain't smart
Hello.
Enough to know that you got to help out the people around you so your kids can have a better environment to live in, and you only concerned about spoiling your kids in that concentrated, controlled environment, you're a fool, man. Trust me. I've been through that. I was that kid that was in that concentrated, controlled environment. So I know what that stuff is like. Ain't no lies here. You know, I chose to go out there and play around in that street. Ain't nothing out there
right.
for us, man. There ain't nothing out there but traps, penitentiary, and graveyards. That's it. And as long as we continue to sit out here and keep thinking that we gangsters and thugs and all this other stuff because we out here selling poison and getting over and killing each other and all this other stuff, we're going to continue to be in this foolish spiral. So I'm not going to preach, but that's just the reason why I do what I do and the reason why I'm so fortunate to have met you and touched down with you and known you as long as I've known you. And we driving, man. We're going to make a difference.
You're right.
We're going to make a small
You're
difference.
You're right.
But we're going to make a
you
difference
You're absolutely
nonetheless.
Right. But you did preach a little bit. You did preach a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah,
you know, that's
right.
me. That's me. That's me. You know, I accept. They're asking me to accept the tight jeans, so at least they can accept me preaching.
I can't with
jeans
you. Oh, my God. Won't you tell everybody before you get
stuff?
Off this phone? Before you get off this phone, you tell everybody how we met. You tell everybody how we met. I have my best relationship started out as fighting. Tell everybody how we met.
Listen, Chandrice, well, I came across Chandrice on a social media outlet, right? And I seen her talking, right? But I admired her videos because I admired her spunk and her attitude. And plus, we know some of the same people. So, you know, through all of that, I reached out to her and was like, just messing with her. Wasn't trying to talk no business or nothing. She was bragging about how fine she was or something like that. And I said, nah, you ain't fine, nigga. And I just left it at that. So she'll come back and joke with me. And then every time she'll put out something trying to talk about dudes or other things, I'll put out the opposite. So what I heard was the people start getting upset. And it was like, well, you want us to do something to this dude? You want us to do something? Which I'm glad that never happened, because this friendship would have never happened, and her people would have probably not. Well, anyway. But anyway, so that did.
Oh my God, I love my fans.
They didn't come in directly at me. They talked to you. Let's get that clear. But at the end of the day, I'm just being honest with you now. Let's not make it seem like her fans tuned in they boom talking to you. They ain't boom talking to me. But that's okay, because I don't want no confrontation anyway. And it wasn't meant
that's
to
right.
be confrontational. I was just joking with you because you was a homegirl, you was from the South, and you was feeling it. And we was going back and forth. And then finally,
it
was love. It was all day love. And then we just decided that you doing this, I'm doing that. We black. What are we doing here? If we can talk like this, then we can come together and do business. And from that point on, it's been a quid pro quo of love. She came out to Cali.
Yeah.
I sent my people to help her out, work her out, take her everywhere she needs to go. They show love.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to interrupt. Let me tell y'all something. When somebody, you know, people usually be talking shit, and they'll say, you know, I got your back. My people got you, this and that. I went to California for the BET Awards. When I tell you, I went out there on a win and a prayer so I could get my interview. I went out there by myself, just me. That's it. This man made one phone call. With that one phone call, I got me a cameraman. I got me a chauffeur. I got me everything I needed. All I had to do was open my mouth. Even if I breathe hard, they had me. I ain't have to pay for nothing. I ain't have to do nothing. When I tell you they showed me love, they showed me nothing but love. And he told me when I got back to the A, he said, everything good? I said, yeah, everything good. They treated me so good, like a queen. He said, oh, boo, you family now. And that's what family do. Reach one
that's
to
what we do.
We help each other. We build each other.
We're a tribe.
Right. You did that.
It's interesting that you bring that up, that reach one, teach one, because that's actually a whole African proverb. That's where that comes from. So, but anyway, yeah, that's my girl, man. She was out there. It was nothing. I called up my man Gomac from Above the Law fame. He called up 187, also from Above the Law fame, Cole 187, Black Godfather. He got an album out right now. Y'all go check that out. It's on iTunes. That's my man. He went out there, and they showed her nothing but love, but that's what we do. That's what my people do. That's how we get down. We show love. And, you know, and that's the thing. A lot of love is not being shown. Everybody out for self right now. And so what we try to do is bring that collective, that tribal aspect back to hip-hop and back to music and entertainment to where we could do like other cultures do, reach back for their own and build them up so they can build something to reach back for their own, and we can build some strength in this country. We have no strength in this country. We don't own anything. We don't own industry. We don't own nothing. And like you said, I know you didn't want me to get into politics. You know that's my thing. But that's just a fact. And that's something that we really need to focus on. I mean, we own all the Benzes and all the little car washes and all the barbershops, that, you know, and all that, you know, and the Jordans and everything else. But we don't own any industry. We don't own any of the boats that bring that stuff in. We don't own any of the ports that hold that stuff and distribute it out. We don't own none of that. But we are the number one purchasers of those products. And if we got that purchasing power, we really need to rethink our game plan these days. And it starts with our elites, with our entertainers and our, well, I'll get into that one maybe on another one. But it starts with the people that have the resources that can make differences. And you know, and I'm going to be real with you, and they might take a shot at me, but this is my message to all of the entertainers out here that's getting rich and staying out of the fight.
Okay.
The reason why you're rich, understand this. The reason why you're wealthy is because the very people that flock to your concerts, buy your product, support you, share your product on social media sites, are the very people that are being persecuted on these streets. These kids that are being shot are the same kids in the same demographic that probably downloaded your album and contributed to your wealth. So for you
right.
not to want to step up for your people instead of calling them fans, call them your people, man. Because I hate when you call people, man, no shot at you, Chandrice, because I know you mean it in a different way. You love your people. But there's some
yeah.
of these people that get on these God complexes and think, my fans, I have to please my fans. Well, pleasing your fans is when your fan is not at your show pleasing, praising you and going through some issues on the street, get shot in the back, being right there next to his family with your star power and speaking
right.
out. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that we
right.
need to do more. We need to do that tribal thing that each preach one, teach one, and all that stuff. And we don't practice that. And I'm actually sad that our elders are letting us down so tough like that. But again, I don't want to complain
right.
about it. I want to do something about it. So that's why we're here. That's why God blessed us with this forum, blessed me with meeting you, blessed us with coming together and creating what we created and everything that's forward. So, man.
Right.
I guess that's it, man.
You're right.
I'm passionate about that stuff, man. Like, we can gossip and talk about all the funny stuff all we want to, but we got a real situation right now. And we're not getting on top of it as a people. So
right.
hopefully y'all will go start, you know, when y'all see these conscious artists, not really conscious for the sense of boring music, but conscious, radical, whatever, that have something positive to say or have something relative to the social conditions on this world, y'all see them, y'all will upload them because the music is hot. These dudes is putting out some
yeah.
hot music now
yeah.
with that conscious stuff.
Yeah, you
don't,
are.
Don't,
you really,
don't,
really
don't
are.
Don't turn your back to it. But anyway.
No,
oh, man,
you're right, and
girl.
I totally agree.
I love
you,
girl.
I love you
I
too, boo,
so
and that's
you.
The reason why. And you know what? I know how you are. I know how you are, and I know you're passionate about your people. You're passionate about what you do, your family, everything. That's when I said, let me take him out of his element a little bit. You know, do a sexy photo shoot. You know, have fun on the radio, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
but
you know,
I love you. I love everything about you. Can't nobody take that away from you at all.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about everything. We talked about relationships, sex, we talked about marriage, family, we talked about
Did
politics,
we talk about sex?
Your music. Huh?
I don't remember talking about sex. Did we talk about sex? Oh, yeah, we did.
You
did not say that. I did not say that. Those are not the words that came out my mouth. And if
you
replay
you
this
had
segment,
sex,
you
boo?
Will see.
You say you
that.
Had sex.
I said, you said in the last 2 years, you mean to tell me? I said, well, you know, I ain't going to say all that.
Right.
That's all I said.
Yeah. You had sex. It's all good. You got your little whistle with it. It's all good. It's all
Listen,
good.
One thing I noticed about politicians I learned is to be specific when you answering questions and you say what you
right.
want to say. And the only reason I'm giving you all this information is because it's you. You know what I'm saying? I trust you. A lot of these other media dudes, I don't trust. They'll take your stuff and then turn around and have you. All the positive stuff I said about Tyler Perry, they'll turn around and say, oh, Dante Reed just said Tyler Perry is a sellout.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In fact, I gave him props.
Yeah, it was all good. You gave that man props. You did. You gave that man everything he deserved, in, for my opinion. I totally agree
I like
with
that, man.
You said.
I ain't even going to lie to
yeah.
you. All that other rumor stuff, I don't get into it. I see what he do outside of the entertainment. I see how he give people
right.
jobs. I see how he provides food and education for people.
Right.
So the stuff that a lot of these guys
right.
ain't doing. You know what I mean?
Ain't doing.
So you can talk
exactly.
all that stuff about
exactly.
it. Listen,
but you
take
know how
that
the
money
world
and
is.
He puts it right back into the community. So I don't care about that stuff.
Right.
I'm talking about that man.
Yeah, but you know
that
how
man
the
doing
world is. They find something
doing.
Wrong with everything. People find something wrong with everything. So, you know, you just have to take the good with the bad. In this industry, you're going to find somebody that finds something that's wrong with something. You could be a nun in this industry, and they're going to find something that's wrong with it. So, hey, it is what it is.
Will.
I really enjoyed this with you today. You my number one. I love you. I'm glad God put you in my life. You strong, and you know what? You are a king. You are a king. Y'all listen to his music. Reach out to him. Support. Hit him up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, he doing his thing out here. He making it happen. He ain't just sitting around talking either. He is making it happen. And when I tell you he got this big deal with Sony, bruh, he finna bring it to the table. He finna bust it wide open. Y'all just don't know, bruh.
The easiest way to find out everything about what we do as far as music from the past is just put in your Google engine, Advice Mechanism 48. That's A-D-V-I-C-E, Mechanism, M-E-C-H-A-N-I-S-M, 4, the number 4, and 8. As soon as you put that in, there'll be a list of stuff that from the past to right now that's going on. And like I said, stay tuned for that link. It'll be up very, very soon.
Stay tuned.
So make sure it's
right. That's
right.
We're
working on a video called Murder Rap right now. It's not what it sounds like. It's about how the industry is trying to murder rap, and so we're basically saying we're not gonna let that happen. So
y'all
to get behind the real music so that we can at least give people an option and kind of tone down some of this crazy stuff right now, because these kids they out of control, man.
And it's up to us to get them back in control and to work on the next generation and the next generation. All right, y'all. This your girl, Shandrice, with Small Talk, bringing you but the best. I told you, boy, I was going to have a hot one on today. Woo! Reach out to him, showing some love. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. Bye.
Dig that. Appreciate
it. You did that, boo?
Yeah. It's another Small Talk segment. I loved it. Thanks for coming. I appreciate my guests. Oh, wait, and my listeners, I love you all. We have just completed another episode of Small Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. Don't forget, next week, get in on the conversation.
We done.